This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Some of the paperwork still needs to be finalized, but the Pyrotechnic Guild International has decided to bring its convention and show to the Sunnyview Expo Center in August. The PGI group had settled on the WIR Speedway in Kakata, a place they've been before, but neighbors complain. The fireworks group will bring their show, as well as their convention, to Oshkosh. The Winnebago County Health Department is changing the way they update the public. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the health department was updating us daily. As COVID waned, it went to weekly updates and then bi-weekly updates. Starting next month, the health department will offer monthly newsletter updates, the first one coming out on January the 11th. The health department will offer COVID-19 updates, though, weekly on their website. The 21st annual Celebration of Lights wraps up on New Year's Eve. The annual light show in Menomonee Park has a final free community night that's coming up tomorrow night, Wednesday night, starting at 5 p.m. Page 2, the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce has scheduled their annual Economic Outlook Breakfast for February 14th. Economist Brian Ballou will make his predictions for the upcoming years. Tickets are available through the Chamber of Commerce. Also, a changing of the guard at the Chamber of Commerce. John Casper is retired after 35 years, and Rob Clement is taking over the operation. The Oshkosh School Board will decide on January 25th what name they should use for the new elementary school. Paul Poporesny was the top vote-getter in a survey. The school board will actually review that survey results coming up on January the 11th at their meeting and then make the final decision later in the month. Now that Christmas is over, the city will collect and recycle those old holiday lights that don't work. You can drop them off at the Public Works Building on Witzel or City Hall. Severe weather postponed the grand show the night before. That show is scheduled now for Thursday, December 29th. It features a bunch of local talent. Coming up on Newsworthy this Thursday, we'll look back at some of the top stories of the year 2022. I'll also make some predictions for the year 2023. Turning to sports, Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton continues to impress. He had a career-high 43 points in a game for the Indiana Pacers as they took on the Miami Heat last Friday night. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. I'm Bob Brunell. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.